Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us for another Read the Word. YouTube is live streaming. Welcome to YouTube. It's good to have you with us this morning. As you can see, it's nighttime where I'm at while I'm recording this, but I like to record it somewhere in the evening so that it's ready for you when you wake up in the morning, just in case you want to use it for an emotional time. And I hope you do, but it's that powerful. Welcome to, we're in the book of Ezekiel, and as you can tell, I'm in the semi. But that's okay. God moves into semi just as good as he does in the studio, so we're going to have a big time in God's Word. Let's begin with our opening prayer on a rather regular basis. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, because of the blood of Jesus. As the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers, reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power. We will receive your guidance in this time of ministry. The believers' lives will be changed forever by the word of God, so that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. And now, can you see me? And can you hear me?
I can see you and hear you well.
All right. Ezekiel chapter 38. Yesterday we read about the dry bones where God brought alive that whole valley of dry bones and humans. And he brought them to life and they lived again, and he called it the army of the Lord. And that's what's happening right now from around the world. The dry bones of Israel are being awakened, and they're returning home as we speak. Tonight's lesson, or tonight's reading, is from Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, and this is a prophetic statement about the rapture of the church and God's protection of Israel when Russia comes down out of the north to destroy them and take over. Here we go. Ezekiel 38:1, now the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, set your face against God of the land of Mega, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against you, O Gog, princes of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. I will turn you around, put hooks into your jaws, and lead you out with all your army, horses, and horsemen, all splendidly clothed. A great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya are with them, all of them with shields and helmets. Gomer and all its troops, the house of Tagorma from the far north, and all its troops, people are with you. That's the whole army coming here.
All of them.
Prepare yourself latter years. You will come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered many people on the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. They were brought out of the nations, and now all of them dwell Israel, that little tiny country has the whole world looking at it. And yet, 50 miles long and 50 miles wide, they're one of the most perfected places of the world. Very, very, very safe to live there. Let's see. Nine, you will then come like a storm, covering the land like a cloud, you and all your troops, and many peoples with you. Thus says the Lord God, on that day it shall come to pass that thoughts will arise in your mind, and you will make an evil plan. Don't be that person. But he's talking very specifically here, prophetically. Verse 11, you will say, I will go up against the land of unwalled villages. I will go to a peaceful people who dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. The promise of, hold on. Verse 12, you take plunder and take booty, stretch out your hand against the waste places that are again inhabited, and against the people gathered from the nations who have acquired livestock and goods who dwell in the midst of the land. Keep it, Egan, the merchants of Tarshish, all of their young lands will say, Have you come to take plunder? Have you gathered your army to take booty, to carry away silver and gold, to take away livestock and goods, to take away great plunder? Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say to God, thus says the Lord God. Don't look away. Thus says the Lord God, on that day when my people, Israel, dwell safely, you will not know it. Then you shall come from your place out of the far north, you with you. All of them riding on horses, great company, and a mighty army. You will come up against my people Israel like a cloud to cover the land. It will be in the latter days that I will bring war against the land so that the nations may know me when I am hallowed in you, O God, before their eyes. Says the Lord God, are you he of whom I've spoken in former days by my servants, the prophets of Israel, who prophesied for years in those days that I would bring you against them judgment on God, verse 18, that will come to pass at the same time when God, when God comes against the land of Israel, says the Lord God, that my fury will go in my place. For in my jealousy and the fire of my wrath, I have spoken. Surely in that day, there shall be a great earthquake in the land of Israel. This is the beginning. This is when the rapture happens. There'll be a great earthquake. Oh, geez, I just looked away again. May you follow my example. All right, verse 16. And it will come to pass at the same time when God comes to the land of Israel, Lord God, that my fury will show in my face, for in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath I have spoken. Surely in that day there will be a great earthquake in the land of Israel, so that the fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, the beasts of the field, all creeping things that creep on the earth, and all the men who are on the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. The mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fail, and every wall shall fall to the ground. I will cast that same thing in that night. It's really something. I will call for a sword against God of all my mountains. Every man's sword will keep his brother and will bring him to judgment with pestilence and bloodshed. I'll rain down on him, on his troops, and on the many people who are with him. Bloody rain, great hailstones, fire and brimstone. I will sanctify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of the nations. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God. He doesn't say your God, but I put it in there. I am the Lord. Now we're going to chapter 39. God's armies are destroyed. Remember, on this day, the day that happens, you and I will already be gone in the rapture, because God comes and takes us out of here, and then pours out his wrath. He would be an unfaithful God if he didn't rescue the people of Russia. That's where Gog and Magog and Meshach and Tubal, that's where all those guys come from. And so you and I are watching what will be prophecy just roll out right in front of our eyes. Like, we're going to be, I'm here surviving from Galilee. And he's going to be like, it's going to be any day now. It's going to be any day now. And that asshole back or whatever his name is, like, don't ever let anybody steal your peace. Keep your peace. And you and I are going to see this day approaching. And then, bam, all of a sudden, this day is going to be upon us. And we're going to see God do some very, very, very interesting things as he defends his people. Here we go. 39. God's dogs, G.O.G.'s armies destroyed. He's going to end prophesy against God and say, thus says the Lord God, behold, I'm against you, O God, the prince of the head. Hold on. I will turn you around and lead you on, bringing you up from the far north and bring you against the mountains of Israel. And I will knock the bow out of your left hand, cause the arrows to fall out of your right hand. You shall fall upon the mountains of Israel. Then I shall knock the whips. You fall upon Mount Victor. You will all your children and the people who are with you. I will give you to the birds of prey and every sort and to the beast of the field to be devoured. You shall fall on the open field, for I have spoken, says the Lord God. I will send fire on Magog and on those who live in security in this coastland. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them profane my holy name anymore. Then the nations shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Surely it is coming, and it shall be done, says the Lord God. This is the day of which I have spoken. Then those who dwell in the cities of Israel will go and set on fire and burn the weapons, both shields and bucklers, the bows and arrows, the javelins and spears, and they will make fires 7 years. They will not take the wood from the field, nor cut down any from the forest, because they will make fires with the weapons, and they will plunder those who plundered them, and pillage those who pillage them, says the Lord God. The burial of God will come to pass in that day. I will give God a burial place there in Israel, the valley of those who pass by to the sea, and it will obstruct travelers, because there they will bury God and all his multitude. Therefore, they will call the valley of Haman God. For 7 months, the house of Israel will be burying them in order to cleanse the land. Indeed, all the people of the land will be burying, and they will gain renown for it on the day the lion glorified, says the Lord God. They will set apart 10 regularly boys with the help of a search party to pass through the land and bury those bodies remaining on the ground in order to cleanse it. At the end of 7 months, they will make a search like that. The search party will go through the fire, and when everyone sees a man's bone, he shall set up a market by it. Well, the barriers have turned in the valley of Haman, God, name of the city, and also for Hamath, thus they shall cleanse the land. Verse 17, a triumphal festival. And as for you, son of man, thus does the Lord God, speak to every sort of bird and every beast of the field anonymously. Don't deal. Gather together from all sides to my sacrificial meal. I am sacrificing for you. Great sacrificial meal on the mountains of Israel. Then you may eat flesh and drink blood. You shall not eat the flesh of the mighty. Drink the blood of the princes of the earth, for rams and lambs, of goats and bulls, all of them battling sufficient. You shall eat fat till you are full, and drink blood till you are drunk. At my sacrificial meal, which I am sacrificing, verse 20, shall be filled with my, be filled at my table with horses and riders, with mighty men, with all of the men of war, says the Lord God. Now, Jesus is restored to the land that was with us. I will set my glory among the nations. All the nations shall see my judgment, which I have executed, and my hand, which I have laid on them. The house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God. I am their God. Now, what you got to see here is God and Magog are coming out of the north to destroy Israel. And what's a thing? There's little tiny Israel, 50 miles wide, 50 miles long. And yet the whole world is focused on having Israel as their own. Many nations wanted to have it so they could put them back into slavery. You and I, America, we don't want it to let our nation. We just want to be their ally and be a blessing to them. And that's what we see here. Verse 22, so the house of the Lord shall know that I am the Lord their God. I am the Lord their God. And although I looked away again,
you're on verse 22.
22?
Yeah.
So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day forward. The Gentiles shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquities, because they were unfaithful to me. Therefore, I hid my face from them. I gave them into the hand of enemies, and they all fell by the sword. According to their unwickedness, according to their transgressions, I have dwelt based from them. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, now I will bring back the captives of Judah and mercy on the whole house of Israel, and I will be jealous for my holy name. After they have borne their shame and all their unfaithfulness, and which they were unfaithful to me, when they dwell safely in the land, in their own land, and no one makes them afraid. When I brought them back from the peoples and gathered them out of their enemy's land, and I am hallowed in them in the midst of their fighting nation, then they shall know I am the Lord their God, sent them into captivity among the nations, but also brought them back to their land, and left none of them captives any longer. I will not hide my face from them anymore. For I shall have poured out my spirit on the house of Israel, says the Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Over and over. Hello, I'm back. Over and over.
Keeps bouncing out, but he'll be back. The signal must be faint where he's at, and I know he said that there were serious lightning storms going on around him, so that's probably adding to his signal coming in and out.
I think I'm back. I don't know what's going on. It's just like shutting off.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it for me?
I hadn't
Is it?
In Jesus' name, and I declare signal, stay with us.
Amen. Is it from the lightning, do you think?
No, we have had lightning quite a while.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know what that is. I don't think it's signal. It looks like it's just shutting off.
Oh.
Like what Sunday's been doing.
I was going to say, yeah.
I'll circle the wagons. We always do next in our program, circle the wagons. Remember, on the day of the rapture, even I don't know what that is, God is removed. All of the righteous off the earth, all those who receive Jesus Christ. And then we can begin pouring out his wrath. The last day of this dispensation, on the first day of the tribulation, God's going to wipe out Russia in one act for all of their wickedness against him. And you don't want to be here for that. You want to be gone. You want to meet the Lord in the air, like the Apostle Paul said. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And just be ready. That's what we're going to do next, is pray the prayer of salvation, so that we're certain every single one of you know who Jesus is. And we're going to give you that opportunity right now to pray the prayer of salvation. Being born again, getting saved, prayer of salvation. It's all the same term. Here we go. Pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You, Lord, give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life, Lord.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it, Lord.
That is our faith confession. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all of you.
With all of you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly
language.
And
live a successful life as a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you for being with us for this read the word. Now, you might say, that's what's going on the inside of me. Something happened. Well, you just spoke that prayer in faith, and God started doing his miraculous work on the inside of you. Old things to say, all things to become new. And believing, his righteousness is coming. Everything you've been believing God for is going to come to pass now, very simply. Because you're right with God. What's your responsibility? The same as mine. And that is, every day, walk with God. Every single day. Because once you walk with God, he will help you grow and develop in him. And you will go see things you never dreamed you could see and do things with God's specific help. And in that process, you're going to be a mighty man for God in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. So welcome to the kingdom. There's my email address and website right down there. Contact us. Like, seriously, contact us so we can live your life. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Well, that's all we got for today. Not Phyllis, but that's all the time we're going to take because we want to keep it in proper order. Jesus, my name. So we see you again. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Amen. Thank you for being our friend, our partner. Anything we can help you walk with God, we will do that. In Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ
be with you.